Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Zelasko. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I examine the world of health, nutrition, exercise, diet, supplementation. If there's something new, or even something old, I look at the science behind them if you want to know, and then I let you know whether it's real or not. You can check out other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and sign up for my free emails. My wife, Paula, and I really like watching cooking shows, and especially the ones with competitions. We're not really partakers of fancy cuisine, but we can get ideas about what we can do to enhance the flavors of the foods that we do eat. We recently watched a show that focused on chefs using the parts of animals that are not featured in main dishes, using more of the produce we eat, and actually using leftovers. The objective was to reduce the food waste that ends up in landfills. It was fascinating what they created with carrot tops and stale hot dog buns. But see if this scenario is closer to home. Whomever does the cooking for your household decides it would be great to have a salad for dinner. Greens, cucumbers, tomatoes, whatever other produce you would put in a salad. But it doesn't quite get all used up, and some of it is left. The idea comes up. This would make a great salad to take to work tomorrow. Into the refrigerator it goes. Except that tomorrow never comes, at least if your household is like mine. From bright greens into some kind of soupy-looking mess in a matter of a week or two. A little bit of food is wasted. We've lost a little bit of money. It wasn't intentional, but it happens all too often. Actually, it happens a lot. Food is wasted so much that now it's a priority at the USDA as well as the EPA. Food waste is estimated at between 30 to 40% of the food supply. This estimate, based on estimates from the USDA's Economic Research Service, yields 31% of food lost at the retail and consumer levels, corresponding to approximately 133 billion pounds of food worth $161 billion, and this was back in 2010. But Feeding America has recently updated those estimates to 38% of all food is wasted, with a cost of over $473 billion every year. Even if the figures were calculated differently, that's still a lot of waste. This is wholesome food that could have helped feed families in need that's being sent to landfills. We let a lot of our food wilt or go sour in our refrigerators. That's one issue. We also toss out items when they pass their sell-by dates, even though the food is still safe to consume. Doesn't sound like a big deal? With 330 million people in the country, that works out to just over 400 pounds of food wasted per person per year. It's a significant problem, but the food we waste from home is just the tip of the iceberg. On farms, there's also a lot of wasted food generated. As incredible as it sounds, when food is not quite up to cosmetic standards, it isn't harvested. It's not good-looking enough for us to buy at the grocery. The background information that I read didn't say whether this is a problem with organic produce. If you buy organic, you're used to food looking smaller with spots and blemishes. We, as consumers, would never consider buying it from a conventionally grown produce in the produce department of our local chain. That food is left to rot in the fields. At least there, it can become natural compost. Produce that is picked also ends up in landfills if it is determined that it won't stay fresh long enough to be shipped across country. That's 400 pounds of food has risen from about $1,500 per family per year up to $1,800 per year. But that's only part of the problem. Food waste is a contributor to methane in landfills. We spend so much time worrying about the methane that comes from raising animals, which is a more significant problem than current car emissions, that we don't consider the raw materials for methane gas production is also produce we do and do not eat. Yeah, that's correct. We are also a contributor to methane when it exits our bodies. Solid waste has to be treated, and when it is, it creates methane in the process. Now, in conjunction with this kind of effort of reducing food waste, there are also things we can do. Buy less and buy only enough is one approach. When cooking for Paula and I, there never just seems to be a category of a just enough section. Everything is packaged, so there's either too much or too little to make a meal. We could all stand to use leftovers more effectively as a result. The first tip to reduce the amount of food waste is to understand the expiration date. That's just about everything that you buy in a sealed package. What it really means is best when used by. This is not to be confused with the sell-by date that you find on meats and produce. Unless it's frozen, meat may actually spoil very near to that expiration date. So if I find a great reduced price on meats, I buy it and either cook it that day or freeze it as soon as I get home. In reading an article on the NPR column The Salt, one tip about eggs stood out to me. We use eggs at a rate where they never really get close to the expiration date. A couple of things to note. One, never put eggs in the door of the fridge in the egg tray. The door is subject to the most changes in temperature, and that can reduce the time they will be good. The second was really interesting. The expert quoted in the article said that if the raw eggs sink to the bottom of the water, they're still good regardless of the expiration date. If they float, throw them out. Why? Well, the egg shells are a semi-permeable membrane. That means while it seems solid, the egg shells can actually let air in. Air can lead to bacterial growth and so on. But when they float, too much air has been let in. Another tip is related to vegetables. When they get wilted, we tend to throw them away. You have two options. First, put the greens in cold water for an hour or two. It's amazing what will happen to lettuces and other greens. It's almost like they are fresh. The other thing is to use the greens in cooking soups and stews. Here's something I've also tried. Frozen vegetables can also have a similar nutrient profile to fresh, but they accumulate water on the inside of the plastic bag we typically buy them in. I've had green beans that I didn't even know were green beans because there was so much ice in the bag. I rinsed off the ice, which is actually, as I said, the water from the produce, and placed the beans in cold water for a few hours. They rehydrated and were crisp. Now, I was using them in cooking, but they were tasty raw as well if I wanted to use them that way. May not work for every vegetable, but it can certainly reduce some waste. One final thing regarding cooked leftovers. Everybody has an opinion. Some say no more than 2 days, and those would be the experts. But that isn't really realistic, especially for stews and soups. To keep them in the coldest part of your fridge, you can extend that to a week. One thing you should do is bring the food to a boil again. In some restaurants, they leave highly acidic foods, like their tomato sauces, on the stove in pots overnight. And as long as they are brought to a boil, the food is safe. However, you and I should be a little more prudent. Keep leftovers as cold as possible and make sure it gets hot enough to kill any bacteria that might have taken refuge. One thing for sure, if you can see something growing, toss it away. Look, we can reduce food waste and save some money in the process if we adjust the way we buy and treat food. Just a matter of adjusting the norm we've come to expect. There is no reason to toss food that has nutrients just because it doesn't look perfect. After all, who of us could say that our bodies are perfect? Looks are deceiving. Be smart about it. We can all make our body and the planet a little bit healthier in the process. And that's it for this edition of Straight Talk on Health. Until next time, this is Dr. Chet Solasko saying, health is a choice. Choose wisely today and every day.